welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Guys, week three has finished and we're on to week four. Nick, take it away.
Okay, so let's talk about backup quarterbacks, our favorite topic. They're right now, one-fourth of the league is playing with a quarterback they did not designate as the starter to begin the year. The Saints are playing Teddy Bridgewater. The Giants are playing Daniel Jones. The Jets have played both Trevor Siemian, who broke his ankle, and then Luke Falk. The Steelers are playing Mason Rudolph. The Dolphins are playing Josh Rosen. The Colts are playing Jacoby Brissett. And the Panthers are playing Kyle Allen.
You missed the best one.
Well, I consider Gardner Minshew a starter, so.
Oh, okay. I respect that decision.
Gardner Minshew is everyone's favorite QB.
Not really. He's just Blake Bortles.
Shut your mouth.
You better be careful with what you say.
I'm going to say he – Gardner Minshew. Not talent-wise. But he got the same hype everybody gave Blake Bortles. But luckily, it seems like he's a much better quarterback than whatever that other guy was.
Who was hyping up Blake Bortles?
Well, hey, Blake Bortles is an all-pro 1 year. Let that sink in.
Allen Robinson also had like a 1,000 Blake
Bortles
season.
Played in a Pro Bowl 1 year. Let it sink in.
I don't know if that says more about the Pro Bowl or Blake Bortles.
Well, it's not like he's a sub. He straight up won the Pro Bowl spot.
You said all pro, though. All pro is different from Pro Bowl.
I actually think he was the all pro that year for the AFC. It was him and Brady.
There's no way he was an all pro. That year, Alex Smith was slinging the thing.
So hey, let's start our discussion with backup quarterbacks. We'll start with the ones who won this week. So, Hayden, you can take it away with Kyle Allen.
I mean, there's not really much to say with Kyle Allen. He pretty much did his job, and he did exactly what you want out of a backup quarterback. He didn't have any bad decisions or any mistakes. The offensive line let him down a couple plays, which led to one fumble and one and another fumble, but he got that one back. But other than that, I mean, he had a pretty flawless game. He actually threw some dimes, which was pretty nice.
Kyle Dimes.
I like it. But with
yeah, it was horrible. No. Kyle
it's not
Quarters.
As good as Danny Dimes.
That's horrible
but,
too. Kyle Kennedy's the 50
no,
cents.
I'm here for the Danny Dimes. But I mean Kyle Allen,
Kennedy got shot in the head. I bet.
He's gonna be a good replacement with Cam Newton being out for probably until after the bye week, maybe longer with his foot injury.
Oh, yeah, so Cam might have the Liz Frank.
I was about to get into that.
Yeah.
He has the Liz Frank injury, which is – and that's no bueno for Cam Newton. It's people who don't know, it's when a metatarsal bones, the bones where your toes are, separate from your heel bone. It's very painful and usually requires a surgery to repair.
Toe bones connected to the heel bone. The heel bones connected to the foot bone.
You could tell with how Cam Newton was playing that something was definitely not right and definitely serious. And that just confirms it. And, of course, he's been ruled out next week, and I'm assuming the week after and the week after that he'll be ruled out, especially if Kyle Allen continues to play the way he's playing.
Well, the
offense looked great.
I want to get in the bright side for this injury. He hasn't had surgery yet. Which to me means he doesn't need surgery because, like, people out here having like next day surgeries on their ACLs if they need it. And,
yeah.
I mean, he's been out for a week and a half now and he hasn't had surgery that's been reported. So,
yeah,
I think it might not be severe, but it's at least a 6 week outing.
I guess I have two questions with Kyle Allen, which is one, is it saying something that they don't want to put Cam to give him like surgery or put him on IR?
Well, if you don't need to, hey, I want to answer that question.
Yeah.
If you don't need to have Cam, if Cam doesn't need surgery and he doesn't need minimum 8 weeks to recover, there's no point in putting him on IR.
Which puts me to my follow-up question, which is Cam automatically the starter once he's healthy? Because
yes.
Cam didn't look good as a thrower. That could be because his injury was making him uncomfortable and he couldn't just throw. I mean, he was coming back from off-season shoulder surgery, so maybe he had just been getting adjusted. But, you know, the way people talk about Cam, it's that he's, like, the worst throw in NFL history and
I mean,
that he needs to be replaced, but I don't know.
The last time Cam Newton was healthy at the first half of last season, he was playing really well. Mm-hmm. So, and then of course he got injured, and that's when all the hate started coming in. But
was Kyle Allen a mobile quarterback in college? Was he known as a mobile person? Because Cam, that's where my thing is. Like, it's like Cam's not somebody I want to keep in the pocket. That's why everybody's like, "Well, Kyle Allen's a better passer." I'm like, "That's fine. He could be, but Cam's game isn't about being an amazing passer. His game is just, you know, making throws and then using his legs."
Kyle Allen is not a scrambling quarterback. I don't know if he scrambled in college, but I've seen him play a couple games now because he played the last game of the season last year. But he is not a scrambling quarterback. I can tell you that right now. But, I mean, he looked really great in the offense, and hopefully he can continue to play great. North Turner has done a good job with the offense and everything. So the Panthers' offense actually looked decent for the first time in many weeks.
Cam Newton still hasn't won a start in 9 games.
Well, that's
he didn't know it's 8. It's 8 games.
It's pretty impressive.
That's an impressive stat. Stats that matter. The Saints got a win with Teddy Bridgewater in Seattle, surprisingly.
Wait, one thing. Just want to give people perspective. Just to make sure. Cardinals are 30th in total yards allowed, 24th in passing yards allowed, 30th in rushing yards allowed, 29th in points allowed. So
they're a bad defense.
They're a horrible defense, which this is a great game for Kyle Allen to start.
So, yeah, good warm-up game.
Yeah. So I guess we'll find out more about Kyle Allen as the season progresses. Well, he's played a couple of games now, but we'll see
he's one of his only two starts in the NFL.
Yeah.
Both on the road.
All right, back to the Saints. They won with Teddy Bridgewater. Seattle's defense is worrying.
I'll be honest, I didn't really watch much of this game, but I know the Saints were pretty much gifted 14 points, so Bridgewater didn't really have to do that much.
This was the game I kind of watched, one of the games I watched. Seattle, I mean, Chris Carson screwed them over with some fumbles. He's been having some fumble issues, and he didn't play too hot. And, the Seahawks didn't look too hot on defense. And Alvin Kamara's untouchable, man.
That dude's crazy.
I think that he's probably the hardest person to tackle in the NFL. And it's like you can't – like the first tackle is a miss. You can't touch him. Like I saw one of the only ways that they stopped him was the DB grabbed the back of his shirt. And just held him back, just pulled it. And his shirt was expanded like a yard. Like, Alvin Kamara is hard to tackle, and it's impressive. I think that, the Saints are just going to go through Kamara. And, I don't know why you wouldn't, because he's a very talented player.
I mean, this game showed the Saints don't need Drew Brees to come back right away. They can win without him. Winning on the road in Seattle is never an easy thing to do. And, I mean, the Saints look like they're in the driver's seat in this shitty NFC South division.
So, also, I think it sucks seeing Russell Wilson having to make big comebacks. But
oh, poor Russell Wilson. Oh,
20 points in the fourth quarter. The
benefit of an he's the GOAT. Defense
shout out to those garbage time points he got.
Oh, Russell Wilson's the GOAT. 20 points in the second half and the fourth quarter.
Woe is him, man. He can't have an elite defense every year of his career. You hate to see it.
I don't think he's had an elite defense really since hate to 2014 see it. Or 2015. 2015 probably be it.
Please.
I mean, the Seahawks are still 2-1, though, so it's not like they're losing. They're still a really good team. This game just, I mean,
Russell
like
Wilson
I said,
is deserving
it,
of no
they
pity.
Had the unfortunate turnovers.
Do not give him your pity.
Do give him your pity. No, that man had no O-line for like 3 years.
When? That's his GM's fault.
Yeah.
I don't understand this Russell Wilson hate.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean,
you're talking like poor Russell Wilson, man, having to make a fourth quarter comeback. Jeez.
Like he had to do.
He's good at those.
He's had to do it all the time.
Nick knows about that.
The last 2 years.
Well, poor him. God, I wish Kamara, he could get an elite defense.
Alvin Kamara.
He's never had one before.
92 yards. Oh, man. What a beast.
He had the perfect amount of rushing yards.
Nice. Alvin Kamara is a joy to watch, man. He's great to watch.
I don't enjoy watching the Saints, so I'll disagree with you on that one.
More winning backup quarterbacks. Daniel Jones won his career debut
against Danny Dimes.
Him and Kyle Allen had beautiful matchups.
The Buccaneers are a pretty good game for your first career start.
And I think that one thing, I'm just going to mention this to the opposing quarterback. Jameis Winston usually plays like trash. This game wasn't one of them.
You can pity Jameis Winston. Like, this poor dude.
No.
This dude has negative defense. The defense is giving other team points.
I'm giving him credit for playing well. It's nice to see him play well.
Jameis Winston is deserving of pity for never having a defense, though.
He also makes really bad decisions.
I don't feel bad for Jameis Winston because he sucks. It's not like they're losing because of their defense. They're losing because of Jameis Winston.
Did they lose this game because of their kicker?
Do y'all think the narrative changes if the Bucs kicker doesn't miss the game-winning field goal?
Yeah,
of course.
Because all I hear is like, does the narrative change if he loses
the game instead of winning the game? Of course it does.
But what I'm saying is like Daniel Jones is getting all this praise and he deserves it. He played well, but would everybody be like, Daniel Jones is the greatest, he's the GOAT, if they had lost? I mean, he was a big part of their comeback, so he played really well. Yeah.
Of course, and then they didn't have Saquon pretty much the whole game, too, with his ankle sprain, yes. Right? Is that the...
Speaking of Saquon Barkley, he had an MRI this morning, which standard stuff for a high ankle sprain. But then, he's now seeking a second opinion from an ankle specialist, which... He's having the second opinion done tomorrow morning. This means one of two things. Either he did not like the prognosis he got from the team's MRI, or he doesn't trust what the team told him, which means one of two things. Either he thinks something's worse than it really is, and that's hopefully what it is, or they said you need surgery on your foot.
Well, he was hobbling around celebrating at the end with the crutches. Was.
Well, so. you don't usually seek a second opinion if this is a standard injury. If it's just, all right, ankle sprain, you got to sit on the bench for 6 to 8 weeks.
I don't know, man. I like Saquon.
There's no reason to seek a second opinion if they didn't recommend something drastic.
So you think they're going to sit him the whole season?
I don't know if they said you need surgery because the sprain is too bad and this ligament's not going to heal. I don't know. I've never heard of somebody getting a second opinion on an ankle sprain.
I mean, I don't really have that much expertise in that, so I can't really say either.
But I think for me, it just depends on what the Giants think their season's going to be. All of us project them to suck, but like if they think that Daniel Jones brings them a chance to win or something like that, then maybe they try to get Saquon back early.
Other than that, he led the comeback without Saquon, which was pretty much 90% of their offense going into this game. So, I mean, I think the Giants, I don't know their schedule, but I mean, I think they are a better team with Danny Dimes, and they're at least respectable. They go from being one of the worst teams to maybe like
Redskins, Vikings, Patriots are the next three. And then after their week 11 bye,
they'll be two and Bears,
Packers. We're gonna learn a lot. That those two games. Oof! Pray for Daniel Jones because that Bears defense, what they did yesterday. Oof.
Yikes!
but yeah, I mean, good for Daniel Jones proving all the haters. It's still one game.
I will say on the flip side of this, it's a pretty crushing loss for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They could have been tied for the lead in the division at 2-1. Now they're 1-2, and their season ain't looking too great. 0-2 at home, by the way, too. So it's not looking too good for them.
The initial diagnosis for Saquon Barkley was upwards of an 8-week sit on the bench. So
good thing I didn't draft him number one overall. Yeah. Christian McCaffrey.
All right. The other winning backup quarterbacks. Well, Jacoby Brissett's not really a backup, but he's not the QB they intended to play coming into the season. He beat the Falcons.
This is a rough one for Falcons fans.
Yeah.
Going down, 20-3 in the first half?
Something like that. I didn't watch them play. I don't like watching the Falcons play.
I like watching them play because they lose. So
wait, can I just bring up one thing?
Okay.
If we're going to talk about Daniel Jones.
We're talking not.
We're a little behind.
That's my bad.
Hey.
This better be good. This better be good.
Can y'all guess which NFL player had this first start? They won 42-14, completed 13 of 15 passes, 209 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. And this was in 2015. I feel like that gave it away.
First start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Marcus Mariota.
I was gonna say RG3.
Damn it. It's Marcus Mariota's first start ever, 13 for 15, 4 touchdowns. And it was against Tampa Bay. So you know.
All right, no, Marcus
Mariota, do that. No, yeah. I'm just saying. Do what you want with that, but
we're not comparing Mariota and
you can. They're both first round picks. I think it's fair to compare with other players. Fair to compare, that rhymes. But
you want to go there. Who are you taking right now? Mariota or Daniel Jones?
Oh, I'm taking Daniel Jones. Mariota looks bad. Mariota looks bad. And right. It's not any better because they have Tannehill right behind him. So, yeah.
All right. Now,
Jacoby Brissett. They beat the Falcons.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of regret the Jacoby Brissett hate. Kid doesn't look bad.
Well, that's because in 2017, it was unfair to – he had just come from New England. So, I mean, he didn't really get the time to learn. But now – I mean, they have a really good run game, a really good O-line that they've built. So,
I protect think that, Andrew Luck.
Yeah, yeah. But they have the right tools around him. I mean, he started, what, 16 for 16? He looked pretty good.
Don't look at me. I didn't watch this
game. Hey, if we're going to caution people on the Cardinals defense, we need to caution people on the Falcons defense, too, because it's not like the Falcons defense.
Oh, and it's crushing
because about to come out and look like Tom Brady against the Falcons.
And the crushing thing is they just lost Keanu Neal.
Achilles.
Safety for, like, there. What? He might be done for the season, right?
He is done
probably
for the
is.
Season.
Yeah, he is. Okay.
He tore his Achilles.
I was just wondering if it was confirmed, which that's what everybody was thinking. So, yeah, that's like, a big loss.
I feel like we need to bring up Matt Ryan here. What do you guys – because I feel like
– a really bad pick and a really bad –
he's really
– a great second half. But, I mean, Matt Ryan does not look that great this year. He has his moments.
He's really loose with the ball. Like, he's
8 touchdowns,
he's not
6
being
picks.
Cautious.
But you know,
six
someone say that
the most in the NFL right now. I don't know if someone passed that since I saw that stat.
Does
but...
Baker not have 7?
Oh, I can look that up real quick.
Baker has 6 or 7, I thought.
Yeah, I'll go look that up real quick.
Still not good company.
No, Matt Ryan is not being
Baker
careful.
Has 5.
Oh, damn. All right. Overrated. What?
I mean,
Matt Ryan just seems really hot and really cold, and it happens in the span of
Hot-Lanta.
One game. Or Cold-Lanta, I don't know.
Boo. Get him out of here.
You set me up for that one, so I had
what was
to take
I say?
It.
Look, Hayden, all I'm saying is that some people would like to tell you that the Falcons and Matt Ryan aren't as bad because, you know, that second half was really good, but excuse the other 3 picks that he threw against Philly and the 2
Listen,
picks and the trash
the Falcons,
play against
the Falcons
Minnesota.
Win this game if they don't have a trash first half. So that's a part of it, even though it was a great comeback. Like
I'm just happy that Devontae Freeman ran well for once.
I'm happy the Falcons are struggling. And,
Julio is still a beast, though. 8 for 128 and a touchdown.
What a player.
I do think Matt Ryan deserves to be criticized a lot more, though.
Imagine getting the ball to your best player. Oof.
Wild.
Why would you? Why would you do that?
Yeah, the Saints didn't know what that meant until the second half.
Why did
the best
player is
Kamara,
not,
so.
How did Sark go like Thomas. What 15 games? I think like Julio scored like 4 touchdowns in like the span of like 20 something games or something like that under Sark, and then now they have he has like what 4 or 5 touchdowns this season. I think he has 4 already. So
it's not really working out well for him.
No wonder he was an alcoholic.
So are the Falcons?
Right, I'm not gonna know that comment.
Yeah, I don't.
All right, we talked about the Falcons.
Wait, no,
too
no,
much.
No.
Hang
no,
on,
no.
Let's talk about a real.
No, no, I
want to
ask if the Falcons are done.
They're not done.
They're not
three,
done.
Three, they're 1-2.
They still have like basically all
their records.
They have all their divisional matches.
You hang
sure.
on. Hey, you asked, are they done? If the Saints lose to the Cowboys, which is absolutely feasible, and the Falcons beat the Titans, which is absolutely feasible, Falcons are tied for first in the division.
But I don't trust the Falcons to win any game.
But it doesn't matter. I don't care who they're playing. They're done if they're one game out of
first in the division. Listen, I didn't say they were done. I just said I asked the question.
And you would have agreed with the question. You asked the question.
It's way too early to say they're done, but I don't trust them. I don't trust them at all.
There's not a team in the NFL that I trust. It's not named the Patriots.
Yeah, and the Chiefs.
There's teams you trust more, and there's teams you trust less.
Because their offense is so good.
They haven't won a major game yet.
Do they have to? No, they beat the Ravens. They just beat the Ravens.
Oh, wow. You won a home game against Lamar Jackson? Wow.
Okay, well, you know, I guess Nick
is... Arrowhead.
Nick's being stingy. But, okay, yeah, the Falcons aren't done, but I don't trust them. All right, let's move on.
Gardner Minshew. He won, mostly because Marcus Mariota is terrible.
Hey, I didn't get to watch that game.
Minshew mania is real, okay?
Gardner Minshew put through one touchdown, right? Was it one or two?
Two.
Two touchdowns, 30. Wow.
Hey, listen, he did what he had to do. He didn't make any mistakes. And he's awesome.
I want to see him tested against, like, a real offense. Who did Jack play this week?
Yes. I mean, the Titans have a decent defense.
They play the Broncos. Not going to see it this week.
Well, the Broncos have a good defense. So... I mean, they could be a good test for him. I don't know why he has to match up against a good offense.
So you can see if he's able to put up multiple touchdowns. Like put together a real offensive performance. 17 points in an offensive performance. 17 points is good enough to beat Mariota.
20 points. And he did have multiple touchdowns because two touchdowns is multiple
Let me
touchdowns.
See him go up against, like, the Ravens or something. Let's watch what happens.
You just shit on the Ravens.
I shit on Lamar Jackson.
But he's part of the Ravens.
Okay, just because you make fun of, just because you shit on one player doesn't mean you shit on 52 players. Man,
this flip-flopping, you can't get away with it. This is being recorded.
Making fun of one means you make fun of 52. That's not how that works. That's called generalization.
I said the Chiefs win over the Ravens is a good win, and you laughed.
You win at home.
Okay, we talk about the Ravens. We just need to get into this game because it keeps on being brought up. The Chiefs won 33-28. Apparently, Nick's not impressed with this win, but he says the Ravens are a good team. So I don't know what the Nick you can.
I mean, I'm not impressed with this win because Lamar Jackson played piss poorly. This dude completed less than 50% of his passes.
Mark Ingram, 103 yards and three touchdowns.
Can't credit the defense.
That's not
a defense you can really credit.
Hey, did you watch the game?
I watched some of the game.
Did you see any of the missed wide open touchdowns, like the one to Mark Andrews or the one to Marquise Brown? Or the other one to Marquise Brown?
No, but Lamar
this
Jackson
man
had
overthrew
a really nice rushing
blanket
touchdown.
Open receiver by 5 yards.
But the Ravens are a good team still.
I never said that.
I'm so lost as to what's going on.
Oh my gosh.
I'm lost. I'm literally just
flip-flopping so much.
When did I say the Ravens are a good team?
Dude, you said it earlier.
I'm not impressed with the Chiefs winning over the Ravens at home because it's expected.
Okay. Whatever, Nick.
How is that contradicting me not thinking the Ravens are good? I don't think beating the Ravens is impressive because I don't think the Ravens are good.
You said if
Ravens
Gardner
are one of the smartest
beat
animals,
the Ravens that'd be impressive and a good win.
Ravens can imitate human speech.
Okay, I don't know what Johan's talking about.
Europeans often saw Ravens as evil in disguise.
Johan, I can't deal with this. I need you to.
Ravens are an overrated quarterback.
Ravens do weird things with ants. Ravens are adaptable.
Wait. Ravens do weird things with ants? What does that
Ravens
mean?
Ravens roam around in teenage gangs.
No, back up.
You want to hear about... Oh, yeah. I'll read it. Okay. So, according to mentalfloss.com, Ravens do weird things with ants. They lie in ant hills and roll around so the ants swarm on them, or they chew the ants up and rub their guts on their feathers. The scientific name for this is called anting. Songbirds, crows, and jays do it too. The behavior is not well understood. Theories range from the ants acting as an insecticide and fungicide for the bird to ant secretion, soothing okay, a molting bird's skin to the whole performance being a mild addiction. One thing seems clear, though. Anting feels great if you're a bird.
We've gone off the rails.
Yeah, I'd let y'all discuss that game because it seemed like y'all were very passionate about it. I just didn't understand.
We need to move on.
I just know that any team that even in garbage time, if you could match the Chiefs in points, not really, but it was a 5-point difference. It's kind of impressive. And that pass, I think, to Mecole Hardman fucking gave. I'm scared after seeing that. And as a Patriots fan, because Jesus, man, oh my God.
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, there's our quarterback.
Against the former number one scoring defense from last year at a point in time.
Also, Mark Ingram, very good. Yeah. I mentioned that a little earlier.
Mark Ingram's the reason they were in that game.
But, yeah, it's kind of crazy how the Chiefs' offense works. Because it's just Kelce and Watkins, and then, you know, from there on, it's like Darrell Williams and DeMarcus Robinson and Mecole Hardman get the rest. And all they need is like a play. And it's like Mecole Hardman's basically just Tyreek Hill light.
I mean, I was thinking we haven't seen the Chiefs in primetime yet.
I don't know why they didn't flex this to Sunday night. I know it's week 3, but would you rather watch?
They have a rule that you can't flex
before week 14. Early.
No, it's actually earlier now. It's like week 6 or 5 now.
They got to take control because nobody – I mean, like, why do I have to watch – why is Ravens-Chiefs the 1 o'clock? This should be a 4:25 with Romo.
Them setting that up was weird because at the beginning of the season, they could have made it Ravens-Chiefs in primetime on Sunday night and just take out the stupid
– Yeah, well, it's not even that the Browns. Ravens were a bad team going into the season. Everybody had Browns hype, but, like, gross. I'm pretty sure it's still – I don't know. Yeah. We can move on from this game now.
They need to flex some of these Monday night games out of the way.
They need to do something about the Monday night game. It's going to be terrible. Sure.
Browns, 49ers, Patriots, Jets, Dolphins, Steelers.
All right. ESPN, what are you Bengals paying what's for? Steelers next week. That's not
Nick,
be
what's
good.
The next game?
I don't know. You want to talk about the Jets back of QBs? That are barely QBs?
We'll get that.
No, I don't even know. The Jets.
Let's encompass this. The Steelers played Mason Rudolph. The Dolphins played Josh Rosen. The Jets played Luke Falk. They all suck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Those three teams are all dead in the water.
All right,
their seasons are over. It's a wrap, folks.
I just want to give you a stat. Patriots defense first in passing yards allowed with 162.3, 36.7 rushing yards per game allowed first. They're first in points per game allowed with 5.7 and their first defense in the Super Bowl era to not allow a touchdown through the first 3 weeks. Competition hasn't been great, but...
And they've played the Steelers, who are 0-3, the Dolphins, who are 0-3, and the Jets, who are 0-3. Yeah.
All three, the competition hasn't been great.
I mean, that's like...
I will say, though, if it wasn't for those stupid turnovers, phony stats. The Patriots would only be allowing 3 points in the first 3 games, which I don't care who you're playing, it's still pretty impressive. But yeah,
they have a good defense, but it's being those stats aren't legitimate stats.
Yeah, I feel like we can move on from those games.
Hang on,
Adam Gase sucks, bro.
He does. The Patriots,
regardless of what he has, go ahead.
We can talk about how the Bills are really good. They're 3-0.
I'm happy to hear that.
And really good. Their competition hasn't been great either.
They're going to play the Patriots. We'll talk about that later. The Patriots play the Bills, then the Redskins, and then the Giants, and then the Jets again, and then the Browns. Like, I don't understand. Did somebody handpick their schedule for them?
Well, it's not.
Their division.
I know how schedules work, Johan.
Division.
I was just saying. They can't do anything about their division.
And I'm not saying they should. I'm just saying, like, how easy of a schedule can you have?
This is the reason. I'll give them this, right? And I guess I'll talk about it a little in Pigskin. I'm not picking the Bills to win, but you know, but new like, era okay. kind of gave us a scare last year.
90% of the reason the Patriots have been, okay, maybe not 90, but like at least half the reason the Patriots have been so successful is because their division is complete whack. Like, it's trash. And it's been trash forever.
As of right now, the Patriots are slated to play, of their 16 games, 5 of them are against winning opponents. As of right now.
Yeah, and the Bills are on there, too. The Bills, I don't the know Bills if they are count. In
that. Then, well, that includes the Texans. The Well, they play the Chiefs, Ravens, and Cowboys.
Goodness. Johan, you lucky piece of shit.
I'm sorry. All right.
I wish every team could have. I wish.
I'd also like to point out their three hardest games are the Ravens, the Cowboys, and the Chiefs, and they host those games. Those are at home.
They can't do anything about that. But that's
okay. So is it too early to say undefeated?
I don't know if they're gonna go undefeated.
It's at least like what nine? It's a, once they get, they're gonna go through that easy stretch. That
the Packers have to play at. They have to play at the Chiefs, at the Cowboys, at the Chargers, at the Vikings, at the Bears within a 7-week span.
Nick, the NFC Patriots is a different beast.
Matt LaFleur
is a different beast, man. NFC has always been the better conference with the tougher schedules.
I want an award. This isn't fair. I think Patriots are cheaters, dude. They're paying these other front offices to be just terrible. Adam Gase is being paid $50 million a day to put Luke Falk out there. Sam Darnold's not even sick. He's just locked in a storage closet somewhere.
I'd just like to mention that don't forget John Gruden said he really liked Nathan Peterman.
Well, John Gruden's been smoking crack or something. Let's get to the rest of the games.
The Raiders played. They lost to the Vikings 34-14. Vikings are 2-1.
Oh, hang on. You're skipping over so much here.
My bad. I just threw talking
Kirk about Cousins didn't have to do anything. That's why the Vikings won.
We've already discussed the Thursday night game. Marcus Mariota blows. They need to move on. The Bills, they moved to 3-0 after beating the sorry-ass Bengals.
Yeah, the Bengals actually came back, too. Scored 2 straight touchdowns. Or maybe 3 straight. I don't remember correctly.
They only scored 17, so they actually didn't score 3 touchdowns.
Frank Gore, 14 for 76 and a touchdown.
17 straight points, and then
garbage time points.
Frank Gore is going to be like...
Well, they took the lead, so I wouldn't call it garbage time.
How old is Frank Gore? Frank Gore's 36. He's going to be 40.
He's 7,584 years old.
Frank Gore's going to be 100, and he's going to get you 15 carries for like 60 plus yards and a touchdown.
I feel like Frank Gore fits well in Buffalo. Like, honestly, just the style of play and everything.
Are either of you two looking at the box score for the Bengals game? Look away. Yes. Look away now. Do not look at it.
I just looked at it.
Did you see who their leading receiver was?
Don't
look at it. Don't look at it.
I don't know. Yeah, I just looked at it.
I don't know Buffalo's leading receiver.
Take a guess at who Cincinnati's leading receiver was.
Take a guess at both receivers. Oh. Take a guess at who both,
in this game?
Both leading receivers were.
Okay, well, I see the Cincinnati one.
Oh, damn it.
Don't even know that guy existed. So that one didn't know.
Who in the fuck is Auden Tate?
He's Auden Tate, bro. Cole Beasley, 8 for 48. Look at that.
Oh, gosh. I forgot he existed. Is he on the Bengals or the Bills?
He's on the Bills.
All right, let's move on. Hey, Hayden, don't look at the box score. Hayden, don't look at the box score, and I just want to play a quick game of who does he play for?
Who do you play for?
NFL player. No. NFL player or not.
Who do you play for?
Who he played for.
Okay,
we're going to play a quick game of is he an NFL player or not? John Smith. Does he play for any of these teams? John Smith.
John Smith? I'm going to say yes. Do you have to guess the
I don't
team?
See him on the box score. No. Alex Erickson.
Yes, he does.
Well, yep, yeah, one for one, one catch for 13 yards.
So these are the leading receivers for
Dawson Knox.
Yes, he's a tight end for the Bills.
3 for 67.
I see Nick's
going to
get these, but I would have gone over.
See, I actually know who Dawson Knox is, though.
Tommy Sweeney.
Yes, he plays Bengals.
I just named random players. But yeah. Bro, who are these guys?
All right.
The Bills got a makeshift offense. Oh, we should do who he played for. I'd be down to do that.
Right, let's move on. The Packers move to 3-0. Another dominating defensive performance. The Broncos go winless again.
Dominating defensive performance. It's the Broncos.
Joe Flacco.
Hey, you said you wanted the Chiefs to be tested. I want the Packers defense to be tested. Listen, man,
we can only play our schedule, man. Don't worry. We get the Eagles and the Cowboys the next 2 weeks.
The Eagles aren't very good.
Yeah, but the Eagles are also banged up.
Yeah, that ain't my fault.
We can talk after.
I'm not the one out here.
We can talk after
tapping Alshon Jeffrey on the shin and causing him to miss a month.
So Aaron Rodgers totally had like a long pass to Marquez Valdes-Scantling to start the game, but then so is Aaron Rodgers just not gonna be the
high I saw a stat.
Volume passer. This is not high volume, but like
this is the lowest amount of yards he's had in a three game. The second lowest amount of yards he's had in a three game stretch in his whole career. So I mean, I didn't watch any of this game, so I'll have to go with Nick's expertise on this, but. I mean, are they just playing more conservative on offense? What's going on?
To address that stat, when Aaron Rodgers won the MVP in 2014, through the first 3 weeks, he'd only passed for 5 more yards than he has this year and less touchdowns. So you can hop off with he's having a bad year. I don't care.
I mean, to be fair, I don't think
saying he's having a bad year.
Well, to be fair, I don't think they're going to be in much close. I mean, they have the Eagles. That should probably be more competitive. The Cowboys, they have more competitive games where Rodgers will have to show up, I think.
It seems like last year he was conservative, and this year he's been playing pretty conservative. So I'm just wondering what the
– last year he was conservative. He played the whole year with a broken leg.
Yeah, I think this year – I think they're going to let him loose once necessary.
Yes. That's what I've been trying to say.
Yeah, I'll let y'all talk.
This to me is a mentality type thing. If you know you have a defense that is going to stop them almost every single time, stop the other team every time when they're on the field. There's no need to like ball to the walls, throw a fucking Hail Mary every single time your team is down. You score 21 points, you're going to win most games. So he doesn't need to be all that aggressive. They score 3 touchdowns, they can just burn the clock the second half.
Well, I mean, I am a firm believer if you have a good defense, your offense isn't as good. And if you have a good offense, your defense isn't as good. That's just always seems to be how it is.
I mean, you can see – I've watched how they play. They go into halftime They go into halftime with 21 points. They come out and they just chew clock for the entire second half because there's no need to play aggressive.
Because
they got a defense. I mean, they got a defense. They lead the Packers lead the league in takeaways. They're second in sacks. They're first
Kirk Cousins,
in pressures.
Mitch Trubisky. Joe Flacco.
would just like to say that
a daunting stretch of quarterbacks you guys have faced.
Even though the Rams defense statistically wasn't great that last year, they're still really good. It's just that everybody has to catch up. Had to score a lot to catch up with them. Y'all can go ahead.
No, Johan, goes into my point. Yeah,
but you can when you said you can't have, usually don't have both. I guess yeah. No, mine was more of a.
You never have a shutdown defense and an offense that lights it up. Like that's not how it really.
They're
goes.
Also playing. Every week they played, their scoring has gone up. They scored 10, and then they scored 7, then they scored 21, and now they scored 27. It's a brand new offensive scheme. And it takes a hell of a lot longer than 3 weeks to acclimate an entire offense into a scheme they've never played before. Give it time.
Well, I mean, I'm not criticizing and they've also Aaron Rodgers by any means. I just noticed
that. Hang on. When end of season comes, if you see the Broncos, the Bears, and the Vikings have a top 10 defenses, are you going to be surprised?
No.
So they've had to open the season against 3 potential top 10 defenses, and I think 2 guaranteed top 10 defenses. That ain't easy. With a brand new offensive scheme, a whole new coaching staff.
I mean, like I said, like I'm not trying to criticize Aaron Rodgers or anything.
Let's see what happens on Thursday when they face an easy defense.
Yeah, the Eagles are going to get lit up. So,
probably for like 34, 35 points.
All right, I say we should move on.
my player of the week was in this game.
What, Dolphins, Cowboys? Anything we want to say about this game?
Ha! Oh, it's
the Cowboys didn't play as well as they
should have. The tank was marching on.
I know Skip Bayless was freaking out in the first half. But it was only,
I don't blame
like
him. And then Dak threw a horrible pick. But other than that, they looked fine.
The tank goes marching on.
But we already talked about Falcons. Lions-Eagles is an interesting game. The Lions end up winning 27-24.
The Eagles. Dropping them.
Did
like
y'all see
Lord.
That play where the Eagles O-line like basically stopped blocking Carson Wentz?
That was bad. That was not good. Yeah. And then, of course, the Eagles actually ended up blocking a field goal for the Lions, ended up returning that for many yards at the end of the game. But the Eagles couldn't capitalize at the end. And, you know, I mean, you guys were high on Carson Wentz early on in the season. At least Johan was.
Yep.
And I think we're kind of seeing that he might be a little overrated.
I mean, what's he working with?
Yeah, there's a lot of injuries.
Let's enter a new chapter in who he played for. Hayden, can you name the starting three receivers for the Eagles on Sunday?
I bet you can't even pronounce one of their names correctly.
Yeah, I know he can't.
No, I totally can't name their starting three receivers.
And Nelson Aguilar, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside,
Aguilar actually
and
played.
Mac Hollis. I mean, this man's
worked worse.
I'm their number five receiver for the Eagles. I just didn't dress for this game.
I mean, yeah, that's my thing. It's like just there's injuries. Like DeSean Jackson played well the first game, has been out every game since, and then Alshon's been out. So those are two pretty big.
They're also missing two of their five offensive linemen. Don't forget about that one.
Yeah, I think it just depends on health.
Does Carson survive the whole season?
You all see that play where the Eagles offensive line stopped playing?
Yeah, we literally said that.
Oh, that was when you guys were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. It looked bad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm worried about the Eagles kind of because they're losing. Like, Detroit's a team that they should beat. The Falcons are also a team that
Detroit's
they should
undefeated.
Beat. I'm going to, like, once you're done with all these games, I just want to, I have a thing I want to ask. Or like a little segment that I just want to.
All right, let's run through the rest of these.
But
what
was I say? Yeah, I'm not worried about the Eagles that much at the moment, just because I think that the injuries that affected them last year, and at the end, you know, they're still able to fight.
They're
going
to have to
pick
it up if they want to keep up with the Cowboys in that division.
They do. But they still got two games. They still got two games with the Cowboys to catch up. So who knows?
Deshaun Watson led the Texans to a 27-20 victory over the Chargers. The Chargers dropped 1-2.
Johan's
good job.
My 1-2. Yeah, my prediction's going bad. My Bills.
So hang on. The Chargers
strong.
Are a shitty overtime rules away from potentially being winless right now.
I mean, yeah, they're not looking great. I didn't watch
Melvin Gordon
game,
come back soon.
He could,
but it's probably not going to be for the Chargers.
I don't know. We'll see. I think he will.
Do you guys still have confidence in the Chargers, though?
Nope.
Do you still have confidence that they make it to the playoffs?
Maybe. They might make the playoffs. I don't trust them to do anything else, though. I trust Philip Rivers to be able to impregnate his wife again.
Oh, my God.
That's a sure thing. That's a lock.
All right. Well, on that note.
I will not be hedging that bet.
Did we talk about the Steelers Niners shit show?
They were trying to let each other win. The Steelers were given pity points, and the 49ers didn't want to be undefeated.
See, why wasn't this the Thursday night game? This would have
been. Why was this televised?
Jimmy Garoppolo, 2 fumbles and 2 picks. Yikes.
Over.
Hey, the 49ers are undefeated, though, 3-0. So.
That's like the most underwhelming 3-0.
Aren't Shanahan and Garoppolo undefeated now?
Yes. No.
Aren't they undefeated?
No, they lost games last year, Johan.
Yeah.
Okay. I swear
Garoppolo's
it was like
9-2 all time as a starter.
Thank you. Okay, my bad. I forget. I thought it was undefeated. No. Yeah, he's a winning record as a starter. And it's not like he's played amazing.
The Rams and Browns is phenomenally awful Sunday night game. The Browns look terrible, dropped to 1-2. Their hype is evaporated. The Rams, again, another underwhelming.
performance. Baker Mayfield sucks. Not really.
He's overrated. The Rams,
he's just overrated.
The Rams did what they needed to do and got the win on
it
the
also
road.
Doesn't help that his O-line can't protect, but it also doesn't help that Aaron Donald is the guy that's lined up against you, so.
Well, dude, there's one thing I saw on Twitter. It was like Baker Mayfield. He had like he could have stepped up in the pocket, and he'd have had a bunch of space, but instead he just takes the sack, and I believe that happened at the end of the game. So, I mean, and also they were talking about how Baker Mayfield also likes to scramble to the right, and a lot of teams game plan for that, so they take that away, and that ends up shortening the amount of options you have to throw to on the field. So, I mean, Baker Mayfield's going to have to make some adjustments, man, if they want to turn this around, because it's not looking good for them. 0-2 at home to start the year.
Just read a tweet that said Baker Mayfield is just Colt McCoy with personality. Or sober Johnny Manziel.
I seen that one. Another disgusting Monday night game. The Bears and the Redskins. Wasted primetime moments.
My goodness. I don't know what the NFL was thinking scheduling this game. This wasn't even
going to
be good.
Hang on a minute. You're giving the Packers defense crap because, they've gone up against these shit quarterbacks. But we're giving the Bears defense props. They're playing Case Keenum.
Oh, the defense was vicious, though.
In a B-squad offensive line.
No. I get the Redskins aren't good, but the Bears defense was freaking vicious. It was insane.
Oh, wow. They had four takeaways.
Look out. The Redskins – or the Bears defense have given up 13 points.
They've proven they've been good this year, though.
Season.
So,
they
were good last year.
Them undefeated.
Well,
I play more Trubisky.
You hold the Packers to 10 points, that should be enough to win the game.
Not if the other defense holds your team to 3.
But you're blaming the Bears defense for that? Like, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Hey, score on defense.
Nick, your takes are trash.
Mitchell Trubisky had.
You're listening to way too much Colin Cowherd.
Just score on defense.
Mitchell Trubisky had a decent
you can't
game
have
against
it both
the
ways.
Washington
we can't
Redskins
give,
and Daniel Jones.
Shut up,
next.
We can't. You can't give.
What
the,
I'm giving
the Bears credit for performing well against a bad team. If you're not
you know
looking
why?
At the Packers,
you know why?
Well
the Bears
bad
credit
team.
Because they did this last year. The Packers aren't known for having a good defense.
It doesn't matter. That's you still right. Can't give credit to the Bears. Like, wow, they really made Case Keenum look like a bad quarterback. Props to them. So can I.
Johan, didn't I just say the Bears' defense looked vicious? Isn't that what I said?
All right, so why can't you give the Packers credit for doing really good against the Broncos? They made another shit quarterback look like a
because
shit quarterback.
Because the Bears' defense is proven, so I don't trust the Packers' defense.
Hey, man, it's just a single-game performance to me.
Okay, I see Nick's a little heated about this topic, about me not respecting the
You don't get
Packers
to have it both
defense.
Ways.
Why not? It's a different thing.
It's a single game. The Bears played great defense this game. The Packers played great defense in their game. Give props to both teams.
I look at the totality of things.
I said that they've only given up 15 points. They've given up – the most points they've given up this season is 15. That's not bad. One of them was like
That's
a
really
garbage
good.
Time touchdown.
The Bears have a ridiculous defense.
Yeah.
Props
it's
just,
Nick, don't get your panties in a lot, okay? Let's move on, Johan. What's your segment?
Sorry,
okay.
I treat teams
so,
fairly.
So, are we done with every single team? All right. Mm-hmm. So, I have a segment, and it's basically pretender or contender, and it's all with all the 3-0 teams. Because I have – because there's genuinely –
Hey, you got something
many...
on your mind there, Johan?
Pretender, contender, contender?
You said cunt, but okay.
No. Okay, my bad. Pretender, contender.
I'm not the only one who heard it.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 3-0 teams in the league. And when I say contender, I don't
whoa,
mean like
whoa, whoa. Are
Super
we
Bowl.
The Lions on this?
Hell
Can
no.
you give me – I just said – okay. So what we're going to do is I'm
what
just going to say –
What metrics are you using?
I'm not saying they're going
to
be
Is there a tight
Super
end premium?
Oh, my gosh. No, this is
It's being very difficult today.
This is half point PPR with
tight end premium, yes or no?
All right, Johan, explain your game. You need to take control
of
this.
That's too much, man. I don't –
You're the moderator.
There's no reason Eric Ebron's going to be good in this league. But, okay, so basically, do y'all think that these teams actually have playoff potential? Right. Okay, so there's 8 3-0 teams at the moment. I wanted to look up how many 3-0 teams there were at this
time
last year.
You said the Lions are included in this, right?
Huh? The Lions. I'm naming every single 3-0 team. All right, we're going to start off with
the Lions are undefeated too.
The Buffalo Bills. Are you guys think
we want answers, damn it.
I want an
Yes, I just told you that I'm going to say every single 3-0 team.
The Lions are 2-0.
Huh? The Lions are 3-0. Yes.
No, they're not.
They are. That's what it says here.
They're not 3-0, Johan. They're 2-0-1.
Oh my god, my bad then. Okay.
This segment's already shit. Yeah, that's my bad.
You've been derailed.
I was looking at this. Alright, unbeaten teams. Are they pretenders or I can't even say the word. Contenders or pretenders? Alright. Detroit Lions. 2-0-1.
Hang on. By contender do you mean just make the playoffs in the playoff performance? Does it matter?
Yes. No. Do you think they can make the playoffs?
Yes. I think they're a contender to make it to the playoffs. And
I mean, my whole issue with this is like the statistics give them such a good chance to make the playoffs.
Would you bet on them to make it to the playoffs? I think that's what should be said. Would you bet?
I think you should include can they win one playoff game in that?
No. Why? Making it to the playoffs isn't easy. Would you bet on this team to make it to the playoffs? It is in the AFC. Would you put money on it?
Nick, I just like to say that the Falcons team beat the Rams in Los Angeles like 2 years ago, and the Rams are the highest scoring offense. I don't think the one win really matters because do we expect the Lions to win a playoff game? No.
No.
But I don't think they can make the playoffs.
Answer the question.
Probably
do you
not.
Think they're good enough to get – okay.
So you think they're a pretender. Okay.
All right. Moving
on. Fake.
The Green Bay Packers.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, sadly they are. I think they're a contender.
Sadly.
This man says sadly.
This man said sadly.
All right. Next up, the Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
Contender. I'm going to say pretender. I don't trust them.
In Allen, we trust.
Yeah, see, if you ask me next week, well, it could change depending on the result of that Patriots game. But right now, I think they might get smoked by the Patriots.
All right, San Francisco 49ers.
Nah. They played the same schedule as the Patriots, just in the NFC.
I think they might be the biggest pretender for the 3-0 teams, including the Bills.
Who was the other team they beat besides the Steelers and the Buccaneers?
They beat the Steelers and the Buccaneers, and I don't even know who they beat.
See, Nick,
you try to
bring up the strength of schedule, too.
I just said they're. I just
Bengals.
Said they're
they beat the Bengals 41-17.
And I said the 49ers play the Patriots schedule, but in the NFC,
you can only play who's on your schedule. That's what you said.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on.
All right, and then the other teams are New England. Okay.
Don't
New England.
Yeah,
just New England.
Shut up.
Yeah, and then
wow, you always find
see,
a way to bring up New England.
The Cowboys.
Contender. Yes.
Yeah. Rams and
yes, and
yes,
contender.
All right, so I'm trying to find who the
hey, wait, where are the Chargers?
They're one
yeah,
and two.
Weren't they supposed
they're
to?
One and
I thought they're supposed to go undefeated.
They're one and two.
I thought you picked them to go undefeated after losing their running back. Safety.
So last year, I'm trying to find who the undefeated teams were because I think it was really interesting last year. Weren't the Buccaneers 3-0 last year?
2-0.
Like to start the season
2-0? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I can probably find it. Give me 1 second. Where is it? Oh, it's not going to show me. Damn it.
You are garbage.
I goofed.
Johan,
yeah, I goofed.
You're supposed to have this set up.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here's NFL standings as of week 3.
I found week 5.
No, I got it. Let's
see.
The
Dolphins are 3-1. Wow.
I found the Woods. The
Bengals were 3-1
from
last
2009.
Year. Wow. The Titans were. Wait. The Jags were 3-1 last
okay.
year?
Okay. So as of week 3 from last year, the Dolphins were 3-0.
Yeah, I expected.
The Patriots were 1-2.
Wow.
The Ravens were 2-1. The Bengals were 2-1. And the Steelers were 1-1-1. Let's say with the Browns. The Titans were 2-1. The Jags were 2-1. I think they had just come off the New England win this game, too. The Texans were 0-3, Hayden. Remember when you picked them to make the Super Bowl?
Yes, but they still made it to the playoffs. So.
The Colts were 1-2. The Colts are 1-2, made the playoffs. Chiefs are 3-0. Broncos 2-1. Chargers 1-2.
How the hell?
Bro, there were so many 2-1 teams last year, or 3-0 teams that didn't make it to the playoffs.
Wait, who is the Broncos?
I know the Panthers are on that list too.
Who started
Case Keenum? Case Keenum, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He didn't start. Jesus, dude, this dude started for three different teams in 3 years.
He started for the Vikings. He was
he led one championship. Yeah, he led one NFC championship.
He was in the NFC championship a few years ago.
Should the Vikings have kept him?
Yes.
I think so too.
Kirk Cousins is just multi-millionaire version of Case Keenum. Actually, they're both multi-millionaires.
I think Case Keenum might be better because he doesn't make as many stupid mistakes. Kirk Cousins and he's at least Keenum willing to throw the football.
with a big direct deposit.
The Ravens, yeah, the Ravens just got an expensive game manager. Yeah. I mean, not the Ravens, the Vikings. Oh my god, both were purple. My mind just went to the purple. The Vikings have an expensive game manager who I think his whole contract is guaranteed.
It is most guaranteed money of any QB.
All right, Philly was 2-1 at this time.
I'm pretty
time.
Sure they're paying him $32 million this year.
The Redskins were 2-1 at this time last year.
Holy,
the Cowboys
who was QB
1-2.
For the Redskins last year? Oh, Alex Smith.
Alex Smith. Till his leg Chicago went, snap, crackle, pop. 2-1. The Vikings were 1-1-1. The Packers were 1-1-1.
Hell
the Saints
yeah.
2-1. Panthers 2-1. Buccaneers 2-1. The Rams were 3-0. The Seahawks were 1-2. So those are just some of the notable
Falcons?
Teams. The Falcons were 1-2. They won the Saints game and they lost against. No, they won. They lost the Saints game. They beat the Panthers. They lost to the Eagles, so it was they lost to the Eagles, then beat the Panthers, then lost to the Saints.
Okay, so let's see. Out of the 3-0 teams that you listed from this year, let's take out the 49ers, the here's another shitty 3-0 team, and the Bills.
Who are you? No, I take out the Lions before I take out the
Hell,
and
yeah.
the Lions. Who are you least confident in out of the remaining teams?
The Bills.
No, you take them out. No,
oh, okay,
you
so
take
if we
those teams
okay,
out,
so if you want to leave
the remaining three
Patriots,
teams.
Cowboys, Kansas City, Rams, and yeah, those four basically, and Packers.
Wait, hold
who
on,
are you
I thought
least
we're eight
confident
undefeated,
in?
And we took out three.
Yeah, so we'd leave
so
five.
Five.
Who are the five?
Yeah, the Patriots, Cowboys, Packers, Chiefs, and Rams.
Oh, I missed. Oh yeah, I didn't hear you say Chiefs.
So your question is, who do we least trust?
Who do you least trust?
I mean,
trust all of them about equally.
If I'm being
for
honest,
me, it's the Cowboys just because they haven't really played any defense that could truly give Kellen Moore and Dak Prescott trouble. But even then, I trust them.
To me,
it's the Cowboys and the Packers.
It's between the Cowboys and the
yeah.
Packers.
Yeah,
solely because they're in the NFC.
And I would probably say, you had to make me choose, I would say the Cowboys. I would try.
Because
I
bank on the Rams figuring everything out. Like, Jared Goff hasn't been as amazing as he was, like, the last 2 years. But I still trust them. Kansas City's offense is the best defense. So
the fact that I actually trust Kansas City more than the Patriots.
Solely
because of the injuries. It's because of the injury situation.
Yeah, they might have. I mean, Gordon and Edelman.
Haven't the Panthers or the Patriots just dropped like four people on injured reserve yesterday?
I think James Devlin is
James
out.
James Devlin, Isaiah Wynn.
We all know
Isaiah Wynn
is hurt. Can go to the local Wendy's and find the next superstar.
The local.
He just sees the dude sitting there with two Baconators. Hey, you come play left tackle. I swear to God, some team next year will pay you.
Hey, you put down
those.
Hey, you put down those spicy nuggets and you come with me.
Hey, Dak Prescott likes those spicy nuggets.
You can get a lot more of 4-for-4s if you come with me, kid.
you get a Super Bowl ring, and some retards will pay you $50 million next year.
Oh, my God. You want a Chevy? Tom will give it to you. He's going to win Super Bowl MVP, but this card means nothing to him.
Where are we going now, Coach? We're going to go to Trader Joe's to find the right tackle.
Just pull up to like a local track meet. All right, you. I see what Andy Reid.
Who's your shortest, fastest white kid? Give me. You come with me. You're playing slot receiver.
You got one kid running a running a 4.3, the other one running a 4.5, but he's white. You know who he's taking? The white kid with the 4.5. Because he brings his lunch pail to work every week.
Hey, kid, you ever play slot receiver? No? Perfect. It doesn't matter. You need to know a slant, an out route, an in route, and a hook.
Oh, my God, man.
All right, I don't even know.
Love football.
I think we've proven this segment's been a disaster.
What are you about? It's just like, what are you about? 6'5", come with me. We need you this week.
He just goes to UGA, finds Matthew Bolin, and nuts himself.
Hey, kid, you want to play fullback this week?
He sees a white kid run like a 4.2 40. Oh, it's
Yo,
over.
I want to see Bill Belichick. I want to see Bill Belichick with all the free – like, so he just looks at the free – the next time we play the Dolphins, right, let all the actual starters rest or any meaningful Patriot rest. Actually, every Patriots player, I want Bill Belichick to strictly get 22 players from the free agents list, and I want to see if he could beat the Dolphins with them.
They play the last week of the season, so
that might happen.
Well, they basically are. Jared Stidham is going to be in charge of beating the Dolphins. Josh Rosen versus Jared Stidham, Week 17, book it, game of the year.
Shut the hell up!
Oh my god!
Hey, dude, Josh Rosen versus Mason Rudolph in primetime is coming up.
What?
That's a Monday nighter. That's a Monday nighter.
Josh. Oh, man.
ESPN, you're paying $2 billion for this. For this.
All right. Well, Hayden, it's time for your power rankings.
Oh, shit. All right. We finally got away from your shit segment.
Yeah. It went a lot worse for me not knowing that 3-0 and 2-1
thankfully,
are the same.
I am prepared. And my power rankings are actually a little lame since none of the top five lost. So there's no.
Yo, Jake Fromm went 11 for 12 and 59 yards in the first half. Oh, look at y'all. Y'all have Mitch Trubisky playing in Samford? What the heck? I'm tired of y'all.
You're not wrong.
Completely random, but.
Y'all have Mitch Trubisky with no wheels.
Jake Fromm is Mr. Trubisky at an SEC school.
Hey, at least he's clutch, though.
No!
Is he?
No, no, no. Penalties are clutch.
Is he clutch, though?
Yes, he is clutch. Dude.
Call me when he has a game-winning drive against Nick Saban.
Oh.
Yeah, that. I'll call you in the SEC championship.
Oh, all right.
We'll do college football talk later. I'm sorry. It's just that a picture pulled up. It's
UGA
my fault. I
can beat
it up.
Alabama.
Johan, you're trying to ruin my segment.
What is
now,
this?
Okay? Delusion,
no.
Man.
I'm sorry. It's just that I saw a picture that he went 11 for 12 for 59.
Johan, you know what I love about UGA fans? It's just every
delusion.
Year. This is our year. This is the year we get Nick Saban.
See, they've been doing it since the Rick days.
No. I don't know.
This is
say,
our year.
I don't know how you can say UGA doesn't have a chance when they've literally been
because
in both
y'all
games.
Have done
I've been
this
living
since
in this
Mark
damn
Rick
state
days.
For 21 years.
Kirby's dead.
Every year from 2012 on, I've heard people, this is UGA's year, man. This is the year they're going to do it. And every year, Big Daddy Nick Saban comes out and puts it to rest.
Big Daddy Nick Saban. And then small daddy Tom Herman pulled up to Louisiana and gave him the ass whooping of a lifetime after every single Georgia player decided to get on Twitter and talk trash about Notre Dame. And if Notre Dame had won that game, Twitter would have been the greatest place.
But they did not because
it took them like 50 plays to get, 15 yards in the last drive?
They couldn't handle the crowd. They had like 6 false starts in that.
Well, yeah, because they don't know what home fans are like. Georgia traveled there 2 years ago, and basically all the stands were red. I'm surprised Touchdown Jesus wasn't wearing a Georgia jersey. They should have had it.
Touchdown Jesus.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, talk shit about UGA fans, but they show up.
Y'all travel.
They show
to
up.
Losing, y'all travel to losing championships. So I could have worded that a lot better. Yeah. I thought I had something there. Go ahead with your power rankings.
All right, can't wait for Bo Nix to throw the ball all over Georgia.
After that tangent from you guys, Power rankings.
Go Turks.
Honestly, pretty lame power rankings this week, I'm not going to lie. The top five pretty much stayed the same since no one lost. So
can't Nick's hate perfection.
Team, Nick's favorite team at five.
Woohoo!
Pretty overrated defense, if you're asking me, so I might have to replace
them. Yeah, from the mouth of somebody who doesn't know what overrated means.
No, I do. Like, I mean, I like their defense. It's definitely better than it's been in the past, but I still need to see more out of them.
Damn, I would have loved to see LSU versus Georgia this year.
It could happen.
I hope not. I'd like to see Bama in the
playoff. Can we get, wait, if you want to talk about my college bad. Football, just let me get through this segment real quick. It's the all right, same my bad. Teams so... as last week, so let me just run through it, okay? Packers at 5, Cowboys at 4, Rams at 3, Chiefs at 2, Patriots at 1. Is there any argument with
no.
The list?
No. Are this, will the Saints be in your top 10?
Yeah.
Or would you say the Saints are like 6th?
6th would probably – I don't know. I didn't really think about a 6th team. The Saints would definitely be top 10. I would say – let's see. Looking through the teams, I think – I think I would have the Ravens over the Saints right now.
I really wonder how the Saints would fare in a legit shootout.
The like, Saints would be 7. Where,
like, if they had to play like the Chiefs, I really wonder how they play with Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, it'll be interesting. I mean, we can see them play in the shootouts against the Falcons if Bridgewater is still starting.
Man, I wonder if the Buccaneers are going to be able to do anything against them. All right, so... Picks can pick them.
Do you not want to do college football since you guys?
My vote is we do college football after this. Let's just wrap up.
Yeah, and then if anybody actually wants to listen to our college football talk, they can. All right, let me check what the standings are so far on our picks can pick them. This week or the week 3, Nick had 8, I had 9, Hayden finished with 13.
Ooh,
so Hayden. Hayden is 2 above me in rankings. Nick's you're
bro.
Your
Nick is struggling.
Oh,
I was
well, no, because no, I didn't save
week.
One
he
week.
Didn't, he didn't save them.
I don't know, man. He could have gotten all of them wrong. Maybe that's
so. Let's see.
Teams.
I have, so Hayden has 23. If we count week 1 and week 3, Hayden has 23. Of course, you have to take out my best week of 13. I have 19 in those 2 weeks, and Nick has 17. So.
Which ones did I get wrong last week?
Part of that is me forcibly refusing to pick the Packers to win a game.
So I got Saints and Seahawks wrong, the Panthers and Cardinals wrong, and the Bucks and Giants wrong last week. All right.
So, I'll pull up the odds right now. We'll start off with the Philadelphia Eagles at the Green Bay Packers.
Shout out to the Eagles.
Packers are 5.5-point favorites at home.
Banged up, and they have to play a Thursday night game. That seems pretty cool.
DeSean Jackson's doubtful, and
this is actually the Packers.
Alshon Jeffrey practiced, I think, today, so he might be healthy.
Oh, now the
Packers'
bitch wants
second
to practice.
Thursday night game in like what 4 weeks? That's kind of
listen,
crazy.
Man. We just live in the prime time.
I didn't realize that so many like
okay, pretty sure the Packers play like 7 primetime games.
For some reason, most of the people
Jalen Mills and Ronald Darby are in the. I didn't even know they weren't even playing.
Most people are picking the Eagles in this game.
Yeah.
Which is kind of surprising.
Jair Alexander is going to make Nelson Aguilar look worse, somehow worse than he really is.
Actually, you know what? This is going to be my upset special of the week.
All right, go ahead and pick it.
Yo, you could watch this game on DAZN.
You guys laughed at me when I picked the Titans over the Browns. So this will be my upset pick of the week.
I wouldn't be totally shocked, but I expect the Packers to win.
Give me Philly in this one.
Ooh, Johan's on my side.
They're injured, but man, I just have a feeling, man.
I have a gut feeling they might.
I think this will be. I think this is probably gonna turn into a shootout because, you know, the Eagles don't really have much of a run game at the moment, and the Packers and the Eagles D line isn't really gonna be great for running on. So
damn, you really think. Think J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Matt Collins are going to do something
no,
in the secondary?
No, but I think Alshon Jeffrey returning is going to help. And Zach Ertz is, you know, he's always been a nice tight end. So, and jail people be like, nice tight
I'll
end.
I'll pick the Packers.
I'm picking the Eagles. So
Tennessee Titans, Atlanta Falcons.
Falcons are 4-point favorites at home.
God, man, I don't like either of these teams.
I ain't no way I'm picking Marcus Mariota on the game. The Falcons take it.
I don't like this game. This is be a field goal game.
Probably.
And the team that kicks the field goal at the end is probably going to miss it and lose. Yikes. You know, if I had a coin, I'd flip it right now, 50-50, to see who wins, because I really don't know.
I mean, the Falcons' offense is solid, and the Titans' defense is solid. But 80%
of the people are picking the Falcons. So, you know, I think that's too high, so I'm going to go against the majority and pick the Tennessee Titans.
Ooh. Ew.
I don't really have any logic for that. I just don't like either team, so...
John,
seems like you're struggling too. Just go ahead and pick the Falcons since you like them.
Julio's probably gonna. Man, last time Malcolm Butler had to face Julio, he mossed him. It's a rough time. He still won that game by a lot, though.
Hey, the fact Johan's debating this after really liking the Falcons,
but like, I mean, the Titans could probably put pressure on Matt Ryan. And I accidentally pressed the Falcons, and I'm going to stick with it.
If the Falcons fall to 1-3, though, they're getting into the done territory.
Well, at that point, they're probably going to be wondering if Dan Quinn might be out, too.
Yeah. All right. The game of the week, the battle of undefeated teams, the New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills.
Yo, so this was like last year where the Dolphins came in and played the Patriots, and Tannehill got completely shut down. Except, I think the – okay, so here's my thing, right? The Patriots and Bills played last year, but the Patriots kind of struggled. It was 9-3 at halftime. It wasn't a pretty game. They scored all their points basically in the fourth quarter, and I mean, they're kind of banged up a little, but it wasn't a pretty game, and I think that, you know, with the Bills' defense being better – Patriots are still winning, but it's not going to be a blowout.
Did you save a line?
Seven. Patriots are 7-point favorites. I think that it's not going to be a blowout. I could see this between 10 and 14, which I think the Bills would be okay with. They wouldn't be okay with losing it, but I their defense is respectable. And at home, they could probably – I mean, luckily, this isn't a Monday nighter because last year we played in the Monday night and that game got really ugly, like I said. So I think that the Patriots will probably still play pretty well, but the Bills' defense is good. And with Josh Allen, they're still going to contain him, but I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a respectable margin in this game. But yeah, I'll take the Patriots.
In-depth analysis for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with the Patriots too.
Yeah, it's a lot of analysis for a game that I think everybody's picking Patriots, but
I hope the Bills win though.
I'll tell you this: if they end up pulling out a win, I wouldn't be shocked because they're that home, and their defense is very good. And we just lost an O-lineman and our fullback. So,
ooh, already the excuses. All right,
Johan. No, it's not an excuse.
No,
I'm just saying.
It's okay.
The Patriots are gonna win. Right. Next.
Cleveland Browns at the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens 7-point favorites at home.
So for some reason, most people are picking the Browns in this, according to Pigskin Pick'em.
Hell no.
I think the Ravens are an easy choice. So I go with them.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Ravens in this
the
one.
The Ravens.
So, the Ravens are still tied for 10th in points. They're still top 10 in points allowed.
Because of the Dolphins game.
Yeah, that's true. But
Nick, did you have a pick?
I am picking Baker Mayfield right now. I'll pick the Ravens. Right. Chiefs are going to dick slap the Lions.
Hey, another battle of undefeated teams.
My gosh.
I'm not going to exactly repeat what Nick just said, but I...
The
I
line
think that's going to happen.
The
so.
Chiefs are 6.5-point favorites. Yeah, I'm going to take Kansas City. this is going to be the classic Matt Stafford empty stats game. Oh my gosh, dude. He's going to have an empty stat game for the ages.
Because... You think it's a blowout?
Is that
what you're saying? And then he gets to the garbage time?
No. I mean, kind of. I think he's going to have to – it's going to be like 14 to 20 points throughout the whole game, but like the Lions are still making offensive like gains. It's just that Matt Stafford's going to put up 400 – He's going to – I'm going to give a random stat line. Matt Stafford is going to go 32 for 53, 427 yards, and 3 touchdowns, 2 picks. I think that's going to be his stat line.
You should type that down. So
I kind of am. What'd I say? 32 for 50 – what is that what I said? 32 for 50
– Yeah. 32 for 50. I think you said 427 yards.
Yeah. Okay. I said 32 for, I think 32 for like 53 or something like that. 427 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 picks.
So, we're all Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
Man, you're going way too in-depth in this.
No, I'm just giving, I just think that's going to be such a stupid
Oakland
game.
Raiders, Indianapolis Colts. I'm picking the Colts.
Colts at home. Hold on. Where's the line? Colts are 7-point favorites at home. All right. The Chargers visit Miami. 16-point favorites. The Chargers as the visitors.
Yeah, I think that's – man, that's showing mad disrespect for the Dolphins because the Chargers don't even look good and they're favored by 16 on the road.
I'm going to take the Chargers anyways.
That being said, I'll take the Chargers, I don't think they win by more than 16.
No, I think they win by like 20 plus.
I don't know. It'd be like 14. I'm assuming the
Chargers are going to win.
So the Dolphins are 31st in total yards, 30th in passing yards. Oh, and this is on offense. 31st in rushing yards, 32nd in points, 5.3 points per game. That is. I want to know how bad it is compared to the Cardinals from last year. It's going to be pretty bad. It's going to be a rough year for Dolphins fans.
They'll be happy to win a game.
Giants, Redskins.
Isn't the goal to not win any games?
Hey, well, 1-15 should get them the number one overall pick.
The Redskins and the Bengals beg to differ.
You know what's really crazy about tanking, though? Is that – hold up. Here's my thing about the way that
– The Dolphins and Redskins play each other, so they'll have to do a mutual agreement to tie that game.
So the
Dolphins – or be a battle to see who wins.
The Dolphins aren't even going to have a great O-line. Are they even going to know if their quarterback's good next year, whoever they draft? Like, if they draft Trevor Lawrence or Tua – well, he can't be drafted. They take Tua. Are they even going to know if he's good with absolutely nobody around him?
Yeah,
their tank is such an in-depth tank. Like, it's Philadelphia 76ers tank, but even then, like, Joel Embiid gave you hope. The Dolphins, if they draft Tua, he can give you hope, but you're not anywhere near a contender.
Yeah, it's definitely easier to build a roster from the bottom up in basketball than it is in the NFL.
Because you don't even know how good a player, like, and I'm saying this knowing that he hasn't played well, but Josh Rosen, you gotta feel bad for him because the two situations he's been brought in have been really, really bad tanks and really, really bad offenses. And you know, it's not like he's played well, but like even in that environment, what are you supposed to tell somebody?
I would feel bad for him, but he entered the league so cocky. Like I don't feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Like, his situation sucks, but he was so cocky coming into the league. It's just like, you know what, bro? Whatever.
I don't know, man. I saw him.
Redskins, New York Giants.
When I saw him play with UCLA, it was just like he was a one-man show. And, man, he's still playing well. What'd you say?
I think the Dolphins have occupied enough of our time.
Yeah.
All right, Redskins, Giants. Giants are 3-point favorites at home.
Another weird thing with the pigskin pick'em is most people are picking the Redskins.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, Chief. I'm picking the Giants.
No, the Chiefs are some other. They play. We already picked them. Sorry. yeah, I'm gonna take the.
I'm taking.
I'm gonna take the Giants on this one. If Mitchell Trubisky can look good against the Redskins, I don't know how Danny Dimes is gonna look, but it's probably gonna be. He's probably gonna look good. So,
Carolina Panthers and the Houston Texans.
Oh, I'm taking the Texans.
What's the line for this? Is it still 5?
The Texans are 4.5-point favorites.
Ooh, that's a respectable line for the Panthers. I think the Texans win, though. I think it's a close game, though. We'll see how Kyle Allen does in his third ever start. I think it's going to be close, but I think the Texans are – they have the better quarterback, so I think they win.
I'll pick the Panthers.
Wow.
I think they're
That's going to be my upset of the week.
I picked them last week. Got that right.
Kyle Allen's just going to give the Panthers even more reason to cut Cam Newton and keep him as a starter.
Hey, you know, if Kyle Allen can ball out, then I won't be mad. I'm not going to cheer against him.
Man, imagine the real starting quarterback being so bad, getting shown up by his backup.
By the way, the Panthers are 4th in total yards allowed and 2nd in total passing yards allowed.
Yeah, because they're secondary trash.
So,
hey, Dante Jackson's decent.
No, that's like their rankings. They're good. They're 2nd in passing yards allowed. Oh, 4th in total yards allowed.
Oh, okay. How? I interpreted that as 2nd most.
No, they're 2nd in points.
All right. Yeah, that's okay. Good shit, Panthers. Good shit.
How the hell that happened?
Also, top 15 in points, rushing yards, passing yards, and total yards on offense.
I guess they didn't. Jameis didn't do much against them, and I guess Kyler didn't do much either.
Yeah.
The Rams did, though, which is interesting.
I'm still going to take the Texans. Doesn't really matter. They're a lot better on offense.
All right, let's speed this up.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers visit Los Angeles.
Next.
Rams are 9.5-point favorites, and I can see why.
All right, so Seattle Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals.
Wait, Jameis Winston's going to suck in this game. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh, wow. Like, he doesn't suck in almost every game he plays in. Great pick.
All right, Seahawks, Cardinals. I think we all get Seahawks on this one, right?
Seahawks are 4.5-point favorites.
I'll pick the Cardinals.
The Tony Romo game, Vikings versus Bears.
I thought you were going to say this one. I'm like, no, that can't be because it's Fox. I'm taking the Seahawks.
I'm picking the Cardinals.
Okay. Bears are 3-point favorites at home.
God, this is going to be an ugly game to watch.
I'm gonna take the Bears, and I just think it's because they're going to I think that their defense is just better than the Vikings.
Will Tony Romo be able to make this game exciting?
No.
We'll find out. I'm going for Bears.
I'm picking the Vikings.
Gosh, it's going to be atrocious watching Kirk Cousins and Mitchell Trubisky out there.
Jags, Broncos.
Broncos 3-point favorites at home.
Pulls the Jags even at 2-2.
Yeah. I just want to see that.
Johan?
Once they do something about Joe Flacco, I think that they'll start being better, but I'll take Jacksonville in this one.
Is Drew Lock really an upgrade?
I don't even know what. What's his name? Oh my god, I should forget. John Elway. Fuck, I shouldn't even forget his name But John Elway's he got lucky with Peyton Manning. Because other than that, his quarterback evaluation's been horrible. What, Osweiler, Simeon Lynch.
They
gotta
do
something about that quarterback position. Maybe Cam Newton go to the Broncos or Eli Manning. One of those two.
You can throw the ball far.
All right. Dallas Cowboys, New Orleans Saints. A great Sunday night game, I think.
Finally a good one.
Cowboys 3-point favorites away.
This game would definitely be better if Drew Brees is playing, though.
Don't forget that last year the Saints lost or got upset at home by the Dallas Cowboys.
Did they? I don't remember that.
I do.
They did. That was a Thursday night game. Stephen A. was out there. Stephen A. went to Dallas and
I must have been doing something because I don't. Yeah, I guess I didn't watch that game. Shit. But the Cowboys win this. You know, the Saints look pretty good.
Forgive me. I think the Cowboys are the home team, but Cowboys still won that game 13-10.
I'm picking the Cowboys to win this too.
I think
it's close to a 50-50 game though with that environment because it's not easy to win.
This is going to be a good game.
All right. And then
Taysom Hill gadget, please. Get ready.
The battle of 0-3 teams on Monday Night Football. Are you guys excited? God, man.
Dun, 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 dun.
The NFL's out here fucking ESPN with these games.
Dun, 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 dun. All right. Steelers, 4.5-point favorites against the Bengals.
You know what?
I'm picking the Bengals. I'm
going with the Bengals as well. And they're making us type in the final score for this one, so I'm going to say 20-16.
Bengals. Ooh, I went 24-20.
So, the Steelers caused a bunch of turnovers against the 49ers. That don't matter.
I'm giving them credit for all this.
I'm going to give them credit, but...
Unanimously pick Primetime Dalton to win?
Oh, my God! No.
It's too late, Johan. It's too late.
Oh, no. What have we done?
Primetime Dalton. We've made him good is what we've done.
Oh, yeah, because you...
Yo, I'm going to look up Andy Dalton's Primetime stats. Let's see if I can find them. The fact that if you look up Andy Dalton primetime stats on Google, it'll come up. Okay, this is made in 2015.
Ooh, that's a little... It's not recent, man.
It's not. But... Okay. According to... So this was on the Packers Reddit? Posted by Packers or something like that. Andy Dalton's primetime stats, and this is 3 years ago. A month ago, I decided to look into Dalton's records in primetime games since there's so much criticism. Well, I'm bored at work, so I thought I'd pull up his stats for each game. September 10th against the Bengals at Ravens. Ravens win 44-13. Dalton, 22 for 37, 221, 0 touchdowns and 1 pick. October 21st, 2012, Steelers-Bengals. Bengals lose 24-17. Or Steelers win 24-17. Dalton, 14 for 28, 105 with a touchdown and a pick.
You have to go that in depth. Just say his
record. Yeah. But they lost to the Dolphins at OT. In the regular season, up to whatever point this was, this is up to, like, November 16, 2015, so he was 4-8 in regular season primetime games with a 57.9 completion rating, 201 yards per game, one touchdown, 1.2 touchdowns per game, and one interception per game.
I have it right here. So Andy Dalton is 5-19 in primetime games. And this was updated in the offseason this year. So it is up to date.
But you know what? That's Kirk Cousins' record against winning teams. Which is 5.
What?
Kirk Cousins' record against winning teams is 5-26.
Oh, what did we pick? Didn't you pick the score will be for the Monday Nighter?
Yeah, 24-20.
Oh, 24-20.
Can we talk about how Andy Dalton's played in 24 primetime games?
I'm going to go.
You talking about Kirk Cousins has only ever beaten 5 winning teams in his career?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I'll go 20-10.
All right.
5-19. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know, because Andy Dalton was like what the highest paid quarterback at one point? Like maybe 5 years ago?
I hope not.
No, like 5 years ago, he got an extension. I remember that. And
sounds
then
like a bad front office
Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins got that extension. All this could have been solved had Kyle Shanahan not traded for Jimmy Garoppolo and just gotten Jimmy G from the rip. Or had he just gotten for Kirk Cousins. Who knows? Maybe them two linking up together could have.
All right. Well, I think everyone's had enough of our dumbasses.
Yeah. That was a long show. And it's going to be a long night Monday night for whoever decides to watch that Monday Nighter.
And if you guys are still with us, thanks for dealing with us for how long is this? Almost an hour and a half. So,
yep.
Goodness gracious.
All right, bye.
We don't.